Hello guys, welcome back. It's been a while since our last episode and a lot has happened and I can't wait to tell you guys what has happened. We are busy expanding like you cannot believe. But it's all for the glory of God and I cannot wait to share it with you guys. I'm like really excited. But okay, so I've been going through some very hectic stuff lately and I've been getting attacks from very random places, which is just very, very strange, but it doesn't matter. I'm trusting God through the season and I know that this is because of a breakthrough that is on its way and it's gonna be big and I know it and I'm proclaiming it. So I just want to tell you guys something that if you are in a season where you don't hear God's voice, or you are confused, or you're in depression, or whatever it might be, whatever your wilderness season is, just know that the promise still stands. Okay? Don't listen to the enemy. Do not listen to his lies. Don't listen to the confusion. Don't listen to the depression that wants to rise up within you. Don't focus on that, okay? Listen to what God is saying about you. He's saying that you are loved. You are his child. You are the chosen one, okay? Just think about that for a moment. You are God's child. He created you. He formed you. So what is the enemy's word actually then in your life? Every single time when negative thoughts came into my mind, I just said this verse, do not let your heart be troubled. And I said it until that fear went away, until that depression went away, until the confusion went away, and until I received the peace from the Holy Spirit. So if you have one verse that keeps coming up every time when you're in a situation where either you're getting stressed out or you are very depressed or you don't even want to get out of bed, whatever it is, if there's a verse that comes up, say it until you believe it. God will not give you a promise not to fulfill it. Remember that, okay? The enemy comes and he tries to steal that from you. The moment you listen to the lies and you give in to what he's saying, you are partnering up with the devil. Think about it like that, okay? So don't partner up with the enemy, partner up with God. Speak life in your situation. Speak life over your depression, your sickness, whatever it is. God has given us a full book on life-giving words that you can speak over yourself and your family and your situation. Use it. And remember one thing, God loves you. Beloved, you are so loved. You have no idea how much God loves you. Don't listen to the enemy. I really hope that this word encourages you and is on time and in the right season. But listen to what God is saying about you, not the enemy. God bless.